Hi Arul.
Hello.
Where are we?
We are in a small village called Rayapattai. It's a tiny village, about 100 houses. And there were about two group of people, Muslims and Hindus, living together with a peace and harmony.
Nice to hear that. What is the reason we're here?
We are here today. There's going to be
It's a special project we are here for. Yeah,
for a special project about the Google Earth, you know, to educate the youngsters in this Rayapattai, and also to kind of it's a beginning as well for these people to teach them what is Google Earth. You know, it's kind of basically this is the first time what they are going to hear about Google Earth. You know, so that's what we are here.
So with Google Earth, you are involved in the project of mapping, correct?
Yeah.
So what do you do with it?
Yeah, this mapping, you know, it's called as a gram map. You know, they are named as a gram map. So using this, we are going to highlight our streets, and there are some historical houses are there, and also to mark our water catchment areas and our agricultural parts of the land and other residential things. And we are going to highlight how we are living here, you know, with a nice cooperative, with our temple and mosque, and also with other ancient bridges and houses are there. So we are going to highlight through this gram map called, it's a Google Earth gram map.
So how much you've been done in so far? Have you taken all the pictures, all the facts?
Okay. Right now, I'm not doing this alone. We are doing with Mohanam and the Pichandikulam all together. So they have done most of the part, about, I don't know how much percentage, but I can say that they have done most of the part. But still, we will add in future many things to improve this gram map. So right now my part is that from this village particularly, I have to kind of coordinate, you know, how to add the pictures and how to describe the things. So this is what my play here.
So how you feel about the project?
Yeah, I'm very happy because I know this Google Earth from 2006, you know. So now I'm happy that I'm bringing this to other villages too, because not only it is not only it's not belongs to only the educated people, now it is free for all, you know. Yeah. Those who don't know much about the computers, and those who don't know much about the even people here who don't know about much of big educations. So now this, using this media, this project, we are going to bring them in every small houses, what is called Google Earth.
That's very nice. So how many villages are involved in that, in this bioregion of our
From Raipada, I can say some five people at the moment. But soon, you know, this is a beginning, just beginning. Yeah. So soon there will be more people. So expect a lot of youngsters here. I don't know the count, you know. But still, there will be a number like more than 20, something like this, will be involved in future.
So you think that mapping will cover all the villages around here?
No, here we talk only about Rayapattai. Mm-hmm. So we will cover almost everything from Rayapattai. That I can... I can know. But rest of the things, you know, like... Balu is handling from Mohanam, so in their hand they will add rest of the villages, you know. That I don't know much, but from Raipur, sure, all the things will be covered soon.
Are you Aravillian?
Not, but
you live in this area.
Yeah, I live in this area, but I know much about Auroville. I work there, and I know about Auroville much.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome. All the best.
Yeah, you too.
The village mapping project பத்தி நீங்க என்ன நினைக்கிறீங்க இப்ப உங்களுக்கு
the village mapping பார்த்தீங்கன்னா பொதுவா இங்கே இருக்கிற சிறுவர்களுக்கும் மற்றும் வந்து இந்த கம்ப்யூட்டரோட அதிக தொடர்பு இல்லாத இளைஞர்களுக்கும் புதுசாக படிச்சிங்கன்னு மேலே வர இளைஞர்களுக்கும் வந்து இது வில்லேஜ் மேப்பிங் அதை கிராம் மேப் வந்து ரொம்ப யூஸ்ஃபுல்லாக இருக்கும்னு நான் நம்புகிறேன் நினைக்கிறேன்.
இது செய்கிறது ரொம்ப நல்லதுன்னு நினைக்கிறீங்களா?
ஆமாம், கண்டிப்பாக இது ரொம்ப நல்லது. இது இதன் மூலமாக வந்து நம்ம இந்த பர்டிகுலர் ராயப்பேட்டை கிராமத்தை உலக லெவலில் நம்ம கொண்டு போகலாம். இதில்
சரி
இருக்கிற பாரம்பரியம், இதில் இருக்கிற அந்த ஒற்றுமை, முஸ்லீம்கள் இந்துக்களோட ஒற்றுமை, அப்புறம் நம்ம எப்படி இந்த சிறு கிராமம் எப்படி ஒரு ஒற்றுமையோட வாழறாங்கன்றத நம்ம உலக லெவலில் கொண்டு போகிறதுக்கு இந்த கிராம மேப் வந்து ஒரு பெரிய கருவியாக இருக்கும் நமக்கு.
இப்போ பார்த்தீங்கன்னா இந்த கிராம மேப் வந்து ஃபஸ்ட்டு பார்த்தீங்கன்னா அரூர் பயோ ரீஜனில் நார்த்தன் சைடில் உங்கள் வில்லேஜ் தான் ஃபஸ்ட்டு பண்ணியிருக்கிறோம். அதை பற்றி நீங்கள் என்ன, உங்களுக்கு என்ன சந்தோஷமாக இருக்கேன்?
கண்டிப்பாக ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமாக இருக்கு. இது எனக்கு மட்டும் இல்லை, இதை சார்ந்தவங்க எல்லாருக்குமே இது சந்தோஷப்படுறாங்க. ஏன்னாக்கா அவங்க என்ன ஃபீல் பண்ணுறாங்க, நானும் ப்ளஸ் நானும் என்ன ஃபீல் பண்ணுறேன்னாக்கா இதுமாரி வாய்ப்பு வந்து மற்றவங்களுக்கு விட எங்களுக்கு முதல் உரிமை வருது இல்லையா, அதனால் ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம். இதனால் உங்களுக்கும் நன்றி தெரிவிச்சுக்கிறேன் நான். ஏன்னாக்கா இந்த ப்ராஜெக்ட் பெருசும் வந்து நீங்கள் பண்ணுறீங்க இல்லையா, ப்ளஸ் வந்து நார்த் ரீஜன் சொல்லும் போது அதான் வடக்கு ரீஜன், வடக்கு பக்கம் வந்து இதனால் வந்து ராயப்பேட்டை வந்து மற்ற கிராமங்களுக்கு முன்னோடியாக இருக்குன்றதை நான் நம்புகிறேன் நான்.
இதை வந்து நீங்கள் கண்டினியூ பண்ணுறதுக்கு ரெடியாக இருக்கிறீங்களா உங்கள் ஊரில் இதை அப்லோட் பண்ணுறதுக்கு, இதனுடைய இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் இன்னும் நிறையா பண்ணுறதுக்கு இருந்த அதை பற்றி நீங்கள் இதை நீங்கள் ரெடி அதுக்கு அதில் யார் நீங்கள் உங்களுக்கு அதில் ரொம்ப விருப்பமாக அந்த மாதிரி அப்லோட் பண்ணுறதுக்கு?
கண்டிப்பாக இப்போ வந்து நம்மளுக்கு நாளுக்கு நாள் பார்த்தோன்னாக்கா டெக்னாலஜி வந்துக்கினே போகுது இல்லையா, இப்போ இருக்கிற டெக்னாலஜி வச்சு நம்ம வந்து அதை காட்டிக்கிட்டே இருக்குது நம்மளுக்கு வந்து அது கொஞ்ச நாளில் வந்து அது வந்து பார்த்தீங்கன்னாக்கா பழசாயிடும். ஆனால் நம்ம அப்பப்போ அதை வந்து நம்ம மேம்படுத்திக்கினே இருந்தால் தான், அப்கிரேட் பண்ணினே இருந்தால் தான் நமக்கு நல்லது. இன்றைக்கி பார்த்தோன்னாக்கா கொஞ்சம் வீடுகள் இருக்கலாம், கொஞ்சம் தெளிவாக நாளைக்கு பார்த்தீங்கன்னா டெவலப் ஆகலாம். ப்ளஸ் வந்து நாளைக்கு இந்த கிராமத்தில் இன்னும் நிறையா ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ்லாம் வரலாம். ஸோ அதெல்லாம் நாங்கள் அப்லோட் பண்ண தான் எங்களுடைய கிராமம் வந்து உலக லெவலில் அப்டேட் ஆகினிருக்கோம்.
இப்போ இதை அப்லோட் பண்ணுறதுக்கு இதை கண்டினியூ பண்ணுறதுக்கு உங்களுக்கு ஏதாவது உதவி தேவைப்படுதுங்களா?
எங்களுக்கு உதவின்னு பார்த்தோன்னாக்கா இதுக்கான அடிப்படை கருவிகள் இருந்தாவே போதும். இப்போ பார்த்தோன்னாக்கா எல்லாருக்குமே ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட தொழில் இருக்குது. எங்கள் கிராமத்தில் ஒரு பள்ளிக்கூடம் இருக்குது. இந்த பள்ளிக்கூடத்தில் வந்து காலங்காலமாக வந்து நிறையா மாணவர்கள் வந்து அவங்க அறிவை வளர்த்துக்கிட்டு வெளியில் போயிட்டு திரும்ப அவங்க அறிவை வந்து இங்கே வரும் அடி சந்தனையருக்கு ஷேர் பண்ணின்னு இருக்கிறோம். ஸோ வந்து இதுக்கு வந்து ஒரு அடிப்படையாக பார்த்தீங்கன்னா ஒரு கம்ப்யூட்டர், இன்டர்நெட்டு, அப்புறம் வந்து அதுக்கு சார்ந்த சம்மந்தப்பட்ட இதெல்லாம் இருந்ததுனாக்கா இதை மேம்படுத்துறதுக்கு ப்ளஸ் வந்து அதை வந்து அடுத்த சந்தையில் கொண்டு போகிறது எங்களுக்கு ரொம்ப உதவியாக இருக்கும்னு வச்சுக்கோங்க.
தேங்க்யூ.
குட் மார்னிங் நவீன்.
குட் மார்னிங், ஆல்மோஸ்ட் குட் ஆஃப்டர்நூன். யூ வாண்ட் டு டாக் அபௌட் தி மேப்பிங் ப்ராஜெக்ட்? இட்ஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் ப்ராஜெக்ட். வி கால் இட் கிராம் மேப். Gram map is gramma, which means Tamil, and in Tamil it means village, and map, well, it's map in English, so it's a Tamil English new word, gram map. It's a village mapping project. Bhavana inspired it. Bhavana, who's a great lady who you know, very Verite and the village action group and a whole lot of other activities. Unfortunately, she's not here right now. She's in the States taking care of her very, very old mother. But she had the idea. And the idea was to somehow bring together a number of ingredients, a number of things that are very far. Like village people and Google Earth. You know, the Earth seen from a satellite. From up there, you know, completely immaterial, virtual imagery. And in between these two extremes, real people on real land, and this Google Earth with its spatial, stratospheric images, she had the idea that we could help the villagers make their own map. Map their place, you know, the place where they were born, where they, some of them work, where they all live, eventually die. It's a whole history, memories, culture, all kinds of activities, economic, spiritual, political, etc. So that was the basic idea, to bring these elements together. And therefore, in a very concrete way, the idea was to encourage or invite the villages around Oroville, in what Oroville calls the bioregion, to take hold of this technology. We helped them, you know, we trained them, and to design their own map. And this can be done because with Google Earth, which is quite an amazing tool, you can actually create your own layer of information. In other words, you can create local maps. We chose the village of Rajapetai, okay, just above Alankupam. It's quite clear that there's no map of Rajapetai in Google Earth. But it's possible to add information, add a layer of information, and that's what we helped the villagers do. Here's the temple. Here's the mosque, because it's a mixed community, which is very nice. Here's the school. Here's the night school. Here's the women's group meeting place. Here is the burial ground. Ah, there are two burial grounds, one for Hindus and the other one for Muslims. Okay, put them on the map, etc., etc. They did that. We helped them with the technology. We found a number of young people from the village and around who were interested in learning that. And we chose a pilot village, Rajapetai, because it's close, because there's a history of relationships between Rajapetai and Oroville, which seems to go quite far. And there were good people there who were really enthusiastic about the whole project. We decided that we would help them make the map for Google Earth. We also decided that we would print a huge, gigantic, Bollywood-size poster of the map. And that's it. And on Saturday, a couple of days ago, was the big event. In other words, the presentation in the village itself, in the heart of the village, of this huge map stretched between two poles, and another screen set up with a computer and a projector, and wow, Google Earth. It was absolutely beautiful. A bunch of kids, you know, about 12 kids, came from another village, actually, and rehearsed for a couple of days a little play, which they wrote, which was absolutely lovely. And then it introduced the discovery of the planet Earth on the screen. And then, wow, you dive in and you zoom in to various places. As part of that little play, it first zooms into New York and the Statue of Liberty. And then shifts to the Taj Mahal in Delhi. They were all amazed. And then one little kid comes out of the audience and says, "Ha ha, I bet you can't show me my village." And wow, you zoom into Rajapetai. And you see all the information. You know, temple, mosque, shop, etc., etc. Fantastic. So it was a very beautiful, very moving experience. It's a beautiful project. We created a team of people. There's Nick, who's an Australian specialist of geo mapping, who works with Pichandikulam. There's Charles, who's a computer juggler, Orovillian. There's Balu, of course, who's absolutely essential to this whole project. He's an extraordinary, dynamic person, as you know, and with lots of contacts in the villages. Vinay and many others, Murugan, sorry, my Tamil is a bit shaky these days. I'd like to learn Tamil. Murugan, yes. Murugan was very important because he actually played a role in the play, you know, in this little theater that they put up, and he also played an important role technically setting up the whole website. Because it's a website. It's not only Google Earth. There is, around that map idea, there are a number of other functions. In other words, there's a wiki, so that villagers can actually add information to the map. So it's an open project, ongoing, open forever, theoretically. There's also a discussion forum, so they can discuss certain issues. And there's a place for news to announce big events in the village, etc. So all this is at the beginning. It's a bit difficult and forbidding in access because, you know, we're familiar with this digital technology. But when you show it to villagers, it takes an effort to get into it. And I think it takes a particular design effort, which is my contribution in communicating around the project, in order to make things accessible and simplified, you know. But it's an extraordinarily potentially rich tool, and it's theirs. It's not something that we did for. This is very important. It's not something that we did for them. It's something that we did with them, and we want them to carry it out, make it live, make it evolve. It would be nice if the villagers of Rayapetai would themselves go to see other villages and show them, you see, this is what we did in Rayapetai, and convince them that you can do it too. Yeah. We'll be there. We will be there to help, but in the background. It is their villages. It is their lives. It is their beliefs, their dreams.
But you got a feeling that will happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. This was a very successful first step. There wasn't a huge crowd in the village, but there were about 100 people of all kinds of generations. A good number of children, which is a nice sign because, I mean, they're the ones who will do it eventually. And yeah, and enough energy has been set in motion so that you know, the whole thing can now grow with our encouragements and help and technical know-how and training we can bring to young people and introduce them to digital technology, but out of their own energy and desire. Beautiful project.
Yeah, Babala mentioned in between that there's not enough technical equipment. How about computers?
Yeah, that is a problem. Right now we did it with, you know, with just a couple of computers and lent projector and whatever. But if this is to become an ongoing project, and it will, more and more villages. We decided to limit the experience to the Vilupuram district because there has to be a limit. But then, I mean, that's, you know, tens of potential villages. I mean, they won't all get involved in that, but we hope that many of them will. It will require equipment, computers, cameras, because there are photographs that are added to these. There's also photo galleries. It's an extraordinary communications tool and a tool for to keep the and develop the memory of the place. It does require tools, technology. We'll do some fundraising. That is our next priority, in fact. It doesn't require huge funds. We want to keep it light and flexible. We really believe in lightweight, mobile, creative, networked initiatives, rather than big, expensive, heavy things. Those we can do without.
Actually, when all this started? A year ago, 2 years?
Oh, no, it was very recent. The idea was launched by Bhavana last spring, and then I was here, because I'm not always in Oroville, I travel a lot. But I was here, there was a big meeting, I think it was in, in one of the villages around Oroville, with about 15 people, and that was the official launch, if you like, last spring. And then we got together. Bhavan, unfortunately, was not here, but she prodded us. She sent us emails and, you know, so what are you doing? Is it moving? And so we created this team, you know. And we got together and decided on what we could do in a few weeks. So we actually did this job, this project, between the end of July and now.
That's great.
And with intense, labor-intensive moments, especially at the last minute, as usual. But otherwise, on a leisurely pace, and we had weekly meetings. So it required some organization, coordination, and distributed information to the whole group, because it's a teamwork, even if the team is not always every day constantly together.
What was the first response of the villagers?
I think from what we saw, I mean, it's hard to tell what goes on in people's minds, but the reception at the Raya Pitai was absolutely enthusiastic. Of course, the fact that these kids put up a play, you know, and make the whole thing very joyful and fun certainly helped. It helped, I think, the villagers. It prevented them from being intimidated by all this technology. And we're sort of high-tech people coming there with all our know-how. That can be a bit intimidating of a problem. But we stayed in the background, and the children made the link. The children from the village, you know, actually played out. That little play was written by them to make the connection between what they know, where they live, and this crazy idea, you know. Yeah. So I think the reception was very positive, and some people came to us. Also very interesting, there was an older man at some point who was standing before the huge map, poster map that we hung up, and he was studying it, and I asked him, well, where do you live? And he pointed, let me see, up there. Not everybody knows how to read maps, by the way. It's a very special exercise, reading maps. We who have been raised in urban environments, we're familiar with maps. We've also traveled a lot. But people from a village, they've never seen a map of their village. They don't know what it means to represent it in two dimensions. You learn how to read maps, you know? Anyway, so he was there, and he said a couple of things. He said, over here there's something missing. There's where's the food ration shop? We have a food ration shop, but it's not on the map. And he said it's very important because it's a very poor village, and we might need food rations at some point again. And if people say, yeah, but you don't have a shop for food rations, we have to be able to show them, yes, we do. It's on the map. And then another thing that we had on the map, something called a community center, I think. And this gentleman says, this is wrong. We don't have a community center. What we have in that building, which is on the map, and in fact it's just behind us, he points to it, is the women's group meeting place. But we need a community center, so please don't put it on the map, because otherwise everybody will think that it's already there and it's done. So the map is many, many things. It's a way for young people to get involved in digital technology and learn something which could potentially bring them jobs. It's a way to bring the history of the village and share it with the rest of the world. It's the culture of the place. It makes the village exist on the map in the whole full sense of the word. Beautiful idea. Very beautiful. Lightweight idea. We like lightweight ideas. I mean, it's not like a very... It requires energy, people, mobilization, efforts, work, training people, some equipment, yes. But essentially, it's a brilliant idea, and we owe it to Bhavana. Beautiful. And it's a great joy to be associated with such a project.
Thank you.